What's up, guys? D7 here. We'll talk a little bit about this warning that Russia's putting out to not only Israel, but to the West altogether. They're warning them not to hit or strike the nuclear facilities inside of Iran. Now, this is Russia's warning to Israel. Russia's been battling Ukraine. Israel's had its situations going on, but then Israel jumped up and hit Russian targets inside of a Syrian port. This kind of drug them into the conflict toward each other. And it's obvious they're on one side. Israel's on one side with the West and Russia's on the other. So Russia warning them that if they want to target nuclear facilities, this can get catastrophic really quick. Netanyahu came out just the other day and said, we're not going to target the oil or nuclear facilities. It was just a short time afterwards we'd witnessed a massive explosion at an oil refinery within Iran. Haven't found out exactly what was responsible for that, but kind of ironic, it happens right after he says, we're not going to hit it. So we just sent Thads there. So a lot of things are happening on this front in terms of World War III popping off at any minute. The teams are like picked. Everyone's on their sides. And you've actually got Iran launching missiles into Israel, hitting Israel inside of Israel, and it's wearing down their Iron Dome. This is why they sent the THAAD in, but the THAAD can only be operated by American soldiers. Russia knows this. Certain weapons can only be fired by those that have been trained to use them. And this puts our troops in the line of fire. We also just sent out the B-2 bomber. This thing hasn't been used in a war front in a while. They said that they just hit 5 different Houthi areas really hard with this. Deep underground, bunker busters. There's only one aircraft in the world that can drop their biggest one, like the GBU. And it is that stealth bomber. It's active. It's in the region. And it comes from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, here in the United States. That's right. I'm telling you, we're an open target. Nothing's happened yet. But if they want to stop these B-52s or these bombers from bombing them and not seeing them coming, they would strike the airbase that houses them. That is in Missouri. Okay? So, you don't just get these bombers out for nothing. I think it's a warning to Iran. Something big's coming. And if they were going to hit a nuclear facility in the region, it would be this bomb, this aircraft that they've got on the prowl. Man, things definitely on the cusp of just going to a whole new level. Israel saying that they're going to respond and they're going to do so by election day in the United States, man. The world is a stage. Get ready for it, guys. Join me on the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday where I talk about this in greater detail. And follow me on X for updates. It's been D7. Much love, y'all.